For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To the flow. Grace, I'm never gonna be done. Lean on in. Now welcome to the kingdom.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I am not alone. She is an amazing wrestler, gym buff, and the ultimate cat mom. Please welcome Sarah the Rebel.
Yeah, that's right. Emily's gone. I'm the number one cat mom. Suck that, Emily.
And today, we have an amazing show like we do every day. We have Star of the Week news, all that good stuff. But it's about our guest and our amazing guest. She's the two-time Impact Knockout Champion, the virtuoso herself. Please welcome Deonna Quazzo.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I can't complain.
So my first question, just going to get it off the bat. So Taya Valkyrie, she was the longest champion for 377 days. And I did the math. I think it's correct. I mean, according to Google, you are a champion for 220 days when this broadcast airs, which is going to be on Tuesday. So what are you going to do? I'm assuming you want to take all the titles, because you pretty much racked a lot of them up last. What are you going to do to become the longest reigning champion, or try to get that title?
Ooh, I feel like people didn't think I was giving Taya credit for her accomplishment, right? And to be the longest reigning knockouts champion of all time is an amazing feat. You have to consistently be on top of your game at pay-per-view after pay-per-view after pay-per-view. You're challenging top contenders. But I think as long as Taya did that, I've proved in the last almost year that I've been able to do that too, and successfully defend my knockouts champion time and time again. So, you know, it's all about being able to study your opponent and knowing who you're getting in the ring with and knowing what their weakness is and exploiting that weakness. That's what the virtuosa does best. So, you know, who's ever next in line for a championship match, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I was looking at the numbers. I was like, okay, I mean, it's doable. You're close. Not like close, but you're close enough. So you're getting there. You know, we'll see how it goes. I have faith. This show has magic powers. I don't know if anybody kind of, you know, puts you in the game. Yeah, we have magic powers. So, you know, sometimes when things happen, we say it on the show, it happens. So maybe 100 and something days from now.
You're gonna put it in the universe.
There you go.
Sarah. I'm helping. I'm channeling. channeling it up.
There's like at Impact, there's like a lot of amazing, you know, veterans. So you have Madison Rayne, Jazz, ODB. Have any of them given you any really great information as far as, you've been in the industry for like a minute, so it's not like you're like brand new. You've done a lot. So kudos to that. But has anybody given you any information where it's just like a game changer for you?
You know, I think through the years I've been closest with Madison Rayne. And she's one of the main reasons I'm, you know, the Knockouts champion, and I'm, you know, under contract with Impact. You know, she was one of the women really pushing for that when I was able to come in to bring me in. And I just think like having her guidance, and she was an agent for, you know, the first 6 months that I have been with Impact, and producing a lot of my matches, and just, you know, different ways to like get into heat spots and different ways to like integrate your moves into the match and really make everything a true story, make the fans understand and be invested that much more. I think Impact is super character based, and they really like to show a lot of personality, and they've been able to showcase the identity of the virtuosa way more than I ever could imagine I could even do myself. So I think there's that too, where it's just like, okay, how do we as a whole really push this character to the forefront and make people understand who she is? So Madison had helped me produce vignettes when, you know, after I got released, I had 30 days to wait. So it was like, you should get this out. And what do I think about this? And do you understand that? And she was just really someone I was able to bounce ideas off of and listen to her critique and know that it's coming from a good place and from a place that I will succeed if I listen.
Definitely. So the first time I saw you wrestle, what I really loved about you was your technical prowess. Like, you were a very technical wrestler. What drew you to that style? Was there anything in your background that made you feel like, oh, this is the type of wrestling that I want to do?
Not really. I mean, like, my background is I was a competitive cheerleader. I was a gymnast for, you know, my entire childhood. So up until I was 18. And I think really where my style of wrestling came from was just the training that I had going right from being 18, fresh, brand new to professional wrestling and training with Damian Adams. He brings a lot of that old school Rip Rogers, OVW mentality, and that's what his training is based upon. So I don't think I really had a choice but to be, you know, an old school wrestler. That was just what was given to me, and that's what I absorbed. Luckily, you know, from being able to go to Japan or being with Ring of Honor, I've been able to kind of adapt to more of an indie hybrid style or that Japanese style and do a little bit more. But my roots are just technical wrestling.
So studying history, so, you know, being a history major, do you take elements from stories of the past and, you know, apply them to your wrestling career?
Absolutely. You know, the virtuosa, you know, itself is someone who has a cultivated appreciation for artistic excellence. And I take that definition and I like to relate it to a lot of like medieval times or the Renaissance and incorporate elements of those time periods into my outfits or into my music. Or early on when I first started with Impact, use a lot of those big words, you know, and go through the dictionary and find stuff that people haven't been using and really be able to cultivate this character through elements of times past.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I saw in a previous interview you talked about, actually it was an interview, it was you were doing, I laugh because it was on your page and you were talking, you're answering questions that fans had for you. I think this is like the second time you're answering it. So you were completely frustrated and flustered, which that happens to me quite often. So I relate with this technology. But you had mentioned that you used to collect postcards from like your travels.
Now, yeah.
Is there anything else that you kind of like to collect, or is that, you know, still, are you still, oh, obviously the pandemic can't really add to collection now, but is that something that you kind of look back and you're like, man, these memories are like absolutely crazy?
Yeah, I think that's why I always started collecting them, was because I was traveling to all of these places around the world. And I just wanted, you know, you could take pictures and get them printed and stuff like that. But having that postcard is like physical proof that I was there. And I've been able to collect them from, you know, in Japan or Tokyo Disney. And then I've been able to collect while I've been in London and in other parts of England and just throughout the States and Canada and Puerto Rico. And then the trademarks that I like to sightsee. So I have stuff from like Graceland, and I have stuff from, you know, the JFK Museum in Dallas. So I'll always have those memories. I can never forget them because I have the physical proof. And that's what I love so much about the postcards. But I don't really collect anything else other than, like, I've just now started to really be big on, you know, my wrestling memorabilia and just getting DVDs or trading cards from WWE that I was on and things like that to be able to display in my office here. That's kind of all around.
I have an idea, and I'm kind of known for my ideas. So, and that's why Sarah's positioning herself. So here's the thing that I really love, this idea. A friend of mine, because I worked in the entertainment industry, so I collected all these passes from all these concerts that I went to. And my friend had some too. So what he did is he actually took them and then glued them to like a coffee table. And so he had everything there. And so, when I was thinking about the postcards, it's like, that would be an amazing, it's like a talk piece that you can put it like in your living room, or, you know, when you get your, like, the big house and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's all there. So it becomes a piece versus something that like stays in the box. So, you know, I just throw out ideas here and then you can take a picture.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Just take with it what you know. But I also do have a wrestling.
It's funny, I also collect postcards. Yeah, but I actually send them to my mom to keep. But it's like the same thing. Like, it's like proof you were really here, and it's like, I don't know. I wonder if I guess I wonder if other people are still collecting postcards, because we are, I hadn't thought about it, we are such an Instagram culture nowadays. You have the pictures and stuff. So I wonder how, I would be interested for our fans listening to know how many of you still buy postcards when you go out.
I'm interested if your mom actually saves those postcards, because my mom, she threw out half of my stuff, and I'm like, I'm still alive in here. Like, why?
Oh, my mother will throw away important things, but she will not throw away postcards, newspaper clippings that I'm in. Like, she'll keep that, but she threw away my poetry book. I was like, what's wrong with you? Anyway, sorry, enough about my mother. Let's talk about Deanna.
So you also, in another interview, said, like, if you were to create, like, a stable, the stable would be your best friends. So Chelsea Green, Britt Baker, Karen Q, and yourself. Now, this is like a combo question. So in your Mount Rushmore, so like you guys are a stable, you guys are a faction. Who would be like your opposing faction? Whether it's like they're already together or they've never been together, like who would be the other four women that it's almost like a Marvel Comics, DC Comics type Ooh. Thing where this is going to happen and it's going to be an amazing match, but we'll also obviously end up winning, but still want to go up against them.
Ooh. I feel like it's a cliche answer, but I also feel like each of us individually have like a dream match with these people. So I feel like us four versus the four horsewomen, you know, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, Bayley and Becky, those four, I think we each would like to wrestle one day, or if that opportunity presented itself, it would be a dream match for us. So I'm going to go with whether that's cliche or not. That's my answer. Me, Britt, Chelsea, and Karen versus the four horsewomen.
Oh my gosh. Whoever's like a cartoon or a graphic designer, please like create that. You know, they're on the mountaintop and they're like looking at each other. And in the background, it's like a whole like situation, like the world is about to end. Like somebody please create that and tag one of us. Cause that I'm loving that idea. The game plan now is to become the longest champion. Well, I mean, that's my game plan for you. I don't know if you had that in mind, but the game plan is to also get and the longest champion. Is there anybody that you want to have a match with that you haven't had a match with just yet, where you're just like, I'll put my championship on the line, I know I'm gonna win, but you know this is gonna be a good match?
There's so many of those matches at Impact with our roster right now, you know, and the first people that come to mind are Tasha Steelz, just because we kind of traveled together and we trained together, and I just think it's come full circle for us to be at the same company at the same time. So first and foremost, it's always Tasha Steelz. And the trainer will always win out, I think. And then Kiera Hogan is another one. We've never really wrestled each other. There was like one match when we first were traveling and had just got started. So that's another that, you know, we're at the top of our game right now. And then there's Havoc, and there's Nevaeh, and there's Tennille Dashwood. Those five people I've never really gotten to truly have a competitive match in the ring with, or I've never been in the ring with at all. And I think those, you know, five women are some of the top competitors at Impact and people I want to defend my championship against successfully.
And then, so, you know, there's been some crossover with Impact and AEW and NWA. Are there any women from that side that you hope to eventually get to have a match with?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I've not been shy about wanting to have champion versus champion against Hikaru Shida. I would absolutely love that. I think she's absolutely phenomenal. She's kind of been just this strong champion and the fixture of their women's division at AEW. So I would absolutely love that if we're going to do crossover with women. And then, you know, obviously Britt Baker is my best friend, so I don't want to wrestle her, but I'd love to tag with her.
I like that. So as far as the pandemic, so at the beginning of this year, you said that, well, you announced on your social media that you had COVID. What was that experience like? Because I feel like everybody that I've spoken to who's had it, it's like just so different from the extreme to people saying, I just went on a bike ride and I was fine. So what was your experience with it like?
Yeah, I was one of the lucky people that had no symptoms. And when, you know, I had been tested three or four times before my test came back positive. So it was as big of a shock to me as it was to everyone when I said it, of like, I didn't feel any different. I didn't feel sick, you know, and I was completely fine until I was positive. And then I was like, oh crap. Okay. Like we have to start this quarantine process. And, you know, my boyfriend and I really tried to, once we found out we had been exposed, get tested as much as possible. And then once we were unfortunately positive, you know, stay home and do everything we could to not, you know, continue spreading the virus and just do the quarantine. And there's so many different outcomes for it. There's so many different things floating around that we really tried to get as much information as we could of what a quarantine is without symptoms. Is it 7 days? Is it 10 days? Is it the 14 days? And what do we do to like make sure that when we go back into the real world, we're healthy and we're not spreading anymore, you know?
Yeah. And then like, how did you take the whole quarantine? I mean, I think we're slowly adjusting to our new normal, but when it initially happened, like how was that experience? Because effectively, I know Sarah's a wrestler as well. Maybe what, 6 months, 8 months, like we couldn't do anything and, you know, wrestling wasn't happening. So what was that experience like? How did you cope with that?
For me personally, like, you know, once Florida went into lockdown, you know, maybe it was mid-March last year, I think, like, you know, I was still with WWE. So the PC had shut down, our schedule kind of stopped, and then I was fired. So it kind of was like, if I'm going to not be wrestling, this was kind of the perfect time for all of this stuff to happen to me. Mm-hmm. And it got me back into school. It got me back, you know, into working out, because we have a friend who owns his own gym. So we were able to go like after hours and clean really well and not be around other people. And it kind of just, you know, got me more into like my mental health and my physical health. And then like, you know, things outside of wrestling, what's my future outside of wrestling? It really put things into perspective for me that I hadn't thought about beforehand. So yeah, I mean, I don't think, especially because I'm in Florida, like it's a little bit more lenient here. I don't think that we were in quarantine for quite as long at the start as everyone else was, but it really gave me a chance to like do a deep dive into myself and figure out what I wanted.
So what do you hope to do with the history degree?
Ooh, so right now I'm just going to get a history degree, but afterwards I'd like to get the education specialization so I can teach again one day. And I'd like to be like a US 2 high school teacher. So that's, you know, World War II and Vietnam and JFK. And those are kind of my favorite areas to learn about. With the way of the world right now, I think political science is a really cool avenue that I could specialize in and pick a concentration in once I get the bachelor's degree. So I don't know, I'm kind of between those two, being a teacher or going into political science.
You're the coolest teacher. I think George the Animal was like a PE teacher back in the day. Imagine just having just a wrestler teacher. It'd be pretty cool.
And so you named a couple people. You named a couple women that you want to have matches with Impact. But Impact is also known for having some intergender matches as well. So I have another, you know, suggestion. So on top of becoming like the longest reigning champion, you can also go for the men's championship as well, because why not? It's possible. So are there any guys on the men's side that you want to have a match with?
Ooh, I guess from when this comes out, it'll be 2 weeks ago. But I watched TJP versus Josh Alexander last night on Impact, and I was just blown away. And I've never really been like an intergender wrestling fan. I've only had like one real intergender match against Matt Riddle years and years ago. But I think if I was ever going to enter the X division, I would want to wrestle Josh Alexander and TJP, because they are just bringing technical wrestling to the forefront of that division and not necessarily making it about all the crazy moves these X division guys can do in the high flying, but also the mat work. And I was absolutely blown away. Never say never. I don't want to say I'll never do it, but I don't foresee that in my future. But those are two people that I'd love to be my tag partners or do an intergender match with for sure.
Watch at the end of this year, it happens. And I want to clip this out and just say, we called it. So, so we're going to go into rapid hot tags right now. So rapid hot tags is, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind. So here we go.
Okay.
Rapid Hot Tags is brought to you by Goalie Nutrition, the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy. Use the code TKTrinidad5 to get your discount today. So the first question is, favorite quarantine snack?
Oh, cheese.
Oh my gosh, cheese is...
Any kind of cheese.
Yeah, not picking up. Do you prefer working out at home or at the
gym? I love cheese. At the gym, for sure.
Favorite show to binge watch?
My favorite show ever is Sons of Anarchy, but I'm also going to put The Ranch up there because I rewatch that all the time.
I need to watch it. It keeps popping up on my feed. I do need to watch it.
I suggest. Yeah.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
Oh, maybe more empathy. I need a little bit more empathy.
I feel that. I had to work on my empathy a lot.
You asked the first thing that came to mind.
We all feel, I get that too. If your house containing everything you own catches fire, after saving your loved ones, your pets, you have time to safely make one final dash to save one item. What would it be?
I have like a bracelet for my grandma, and I think I might come back for that.
Okay. I'll tell you, I dig it. I love my grandma too. If you're able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which one would you choose?
Oh, I think the mind. 100%. You're as young as your mind is. I think I'd keep that.
I mean, I Sarah and I both go for the body, but I could see reasons for the mind. I get it. We're going to hit the star of the week real quick.
Women's Wrestling Star of the Week.
Star of the Week is brought to you by Label My Keys. Use code WWTALK for 50% off all orders. Today's Star of the Week is Jocelyn Navarro. Trained out of Absolute Intense Wrestling Academy in Cleveland, Ohio, Jocelyn debuted in 2016 and has gone on to wrestle at IWA Mid-South, OVW, FSW, Rockstar Pro, At The Collective, and more. Of Caribbean descent, she has had an interesting career so far, which has included being managed by Mick Foley in a match and wrestling against Jazz for the NWA Women's Championship. Having both wrestled against her and watched a few of her matches, I have no idea why she isn't already signed somewhere, and I hope to see her become a household name soon. Want to learn more about a star of the indie wrestling scene? Shoot us your suggestions for future Stars of the Week. And don't forget to check out labelmykeys.com and enter the code WWTALK for 50% off your order.
Thank you, Sarah. So what can people look for? Yeah, that's my last question. What can people look for as far as storyline for Impact and your championship? Is there something, I mean, I know you can't give it away, but is there anything that somebody could, like, you know, just a tidbit of information somebody can, you know, make sure to look at?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago I had tweeted that I welcome all competitors from any company or any generation of women's wrestlers to step into my ring at Impact Wrestling and challenge me for my Knockouts championship. So a couple people weren't happy with my tweets when ODB returned, and I said I thought Impact was the place for up-and-coming talent to prove themselves and for talent that hadn't got their dues to come and get what they deserve, and not for past Knockouts or past the Impact stars come back and relive their glory days. And, you know, if that's what they want to do and they think they still have what it takes to challenge for my Knockouts championship, then they're more than welcome.
Oh, well then. Well, I think we'll just end right there.
I'm eating popcorn over here. I'm like,
we'll just end right there. For the folks who are not following you, and I don't know why not, your pictures, you and you guys, and I'm including Sarah in this. Your pictures are absolutely amazing. It's just one of those things where it's like, I wish one day, but I just probably just won't. It seems like a lot of work to look that beautiful in a picture.
Well, thank you so much. But I swear, like this time last year, I was like, never, I'll never take pictures in bikinis. And Chelsea forced me to do it because I was in such a negative space about myself. And the minute you are in front of the camera, you're going to be like, I'm absolutely beautiful. I don't know why I ever doubted that I couldn't look like that on the camera. Because you do look like that. And all it takes is just that one minute of self-confidence to be like, oh, I could do this. So I hope you do it because it changes your mindset completely.
And agreed. Chelsea is the queen. I think she posted something a couple weeks ago and I was like, if Instagram had an award campaign or award show, Chelsea should get like the award with the most bikini pictures on a daily basis. Like, it just seems like they're never ending. They're amazing. I'm like, how did you get another one? Like, how does it's crazy. So
it's where we shot our bikini calendar together the same day and she had like 18 bikinis with her and she's like, I need 14 looks. Let's bang it out. And we did this shoot in literally maybe 90 minutes. And she just went through all of the bikinis. She is like a beast. I don't get it. But I hope the more that I shoot with her, I'll like absorb some of her poses and her body and her confidence, because I needed it when she forced me to do it. So Sarah, force her to do it.
Okay, I will. I know I was gonna bring up your little carnival outfits. I seen you with your little belly button out. We're gonna have a talk.
I don't mind doing pictures here and there, but it's just the amount that, like, it's I get it. Like, you guys look amazing, and that's y'all's profession. So what I mean is that your pictures look amazing, both of you, and then we can throw it
out to
you. Like, you guys, kudos. Like, if there is an award show, then you guys should be like the top three or something. So that's what I meant. But long story short.
Thank you.
One of these things is not like the other. Okay, anyway, where can people find you online, Deanna?
everyone can follow me at Deanna Perrazzo on Twitter and on Instagram.
Thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, I really look forward to you doing amazing things. I do love your character. Like, it really speaks to, like, I get where the history part, where you were saying you were connecting with the history, it really speaks to that. And I kind of think of, like, if you watch The Crown, which is a really amazing show too, that you should check out if you haven't, it kind of speaks to the old school, like, royals and stuff like that, like, just the way you carry yourself. So I really, really love, like, everything that you're doing. So I'm looking forward to, you know, the longest reigning, also intergender, also, you know, people coming back from the dead and, you know, challenging you, you know, just, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. And Miss Sarah, where can everybody find you?
You can find me everywhere on the internet at Sarah the Rebel. Sarah's an H, as God and the Bible intended.
Ding. Thank you guys so much for watching our show. We really, really appreciate it. As always, it takes a lot to put the show on. We have producers and all the other good stuff. So we really appreciate your help. There's links right at the bottom of this screen that you can definitely check out. So definitely support. We really appreciate it. You can also follow us on all social media at WWTalkPod. And then also check out our website. We have new content coming out every week as well. We have a ranking system coming out as well, so check that out. And we have Women's Wrestling Pets, the pet show, because Emily's not here, so I'm going to help her along.
Wow, that's so kind of you.
I know, right? Yeah, she has a pet show where wrestlers come on with their pets, and sometimes the pets attack each other, and their dogs, mm-hmm. their cats. I know you have two dogs, Deanna, so if you want to come on the show, Emily would probably love it. So,
absolutely.
So, you know, wrestlers talk about their pets. So definitely check out that show. Other than that, my name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me everything at TK Trinidad. Till next time, guys. Ciao.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.